Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, May 11, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Tsunami victims are still in desperate need in India. Christian schools in the United States help fellow Christian schools in earthquake-hit Indonesia, and spoiled and lonely children in China have a resource to meet their needs. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Needs are still great in tsunami-swept India. Hope Givers International's M.A. Thomas says fishermen were hit the hardest, leaving behind many children. Hope Givers is building 12 Hope Homes for these kids who have such promise.
The fishermen are the brave people. When they go to the ocean, they have no guarantee when they will come back. That is one of the reasons Jesus Christ took most of his disciples from the fishermen community. And I got 150 children, all fishermen.
These homes will have an incredible impact on evangelism.
At least 98% of my orphans in the orphanages, they make profession of faith in Christ. 70 to 80%, they go for full-time Christian ministry.
$1 a day can help feed, clothe, and disciple one of these kids.
You will see a missionary from the fishermen community standing and preaching the gospel.
Next, earthquakes hit Indonesia throughout the year, but often go unnoticed in world headlines. On the Indonesian island of Papua, the Association of Christian Schools International is helping rebuild damaged schools, and they're doing it through the fundraising efforts of ACSI Christian School Kids. Dave Wilcox is with ACSI.
It is not just building the body of Christ, it's also expanding the body of Christ. And our kids here in North America really have something to be proud of doing something that really has made a significant difference in the lives of Indonesian kids.
The $75,000 raised will build classroom buildings for 7 Indonesian Christian schools. Wilcox says that will aid evangelism.
These are schools that don't only serve their local church communities, they also provide an outreach into a community that is multi-faith. There are even Muslim kids attending these schools and kids from Buddhist backgrounds. And so do pray for the ministries of these schools.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Spoiled and lonely children in China now have a resource to help change and comfort hearts. The Bible League is offering God's Word and a beautifully illustrated children's story Bible. China's one-child policy has left a generation of spoiled children, and in rural jobless areas, parents leave their children with grandparents to find work in the city. China's families are hurting. Bible League leaders say by reaching the kids, parents can come to Christ. Pray that this good news reaches many. Meanwhile, it's called the Ethiopian Call, a grassroots effort to reach all of Ethiopia with the gospel. Pastors in this impoverished nation are receiving training from Evangelcube International. An Evangelcube is a puzzle-like picture cube that helps tell the story of Christ visually. Evangelcube's Tom Doyle.
This is a wonderful group of pastors, about 1,000 of them. We're going to work with them and train them in the Evangelcube and church planting. And then they'll go off and train a disciple, and hopefully each one of those pastors will be able to plant at least one church in Ethiopia this year.
Partnerships, says Doyle, are making this happen.
There are so many quality ministries that are working together, and in missions years ago, a lot of groups didn't even know of the other groups in the country. You know, they didn't have fellowship. Now I think we've all realized we can't do it on our own. We need good, solid partnership.
And Men for Missions International, the layman's voice of OMS International, needs a few good men or women. Men for Missions is taking a small number of people to Mexico City to help with the construction of the OMS seminary building there. The April 23rd through May 1st trip has a need. More people. They'll install electrical piping, boxes, and wiring for the new building. They're also going to rough in the stud walls and put up drywall. If you'd like to help, go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.